Feel Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Are you a keen Sheffield Live listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlive.org. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
This is Sheffield Live.
Welcome to Latino Dance on 93.2 FM.
Thank you. Tengo 3 días que no como, 4 que no bebo agua. Tengo 3 días que no como, 4 que no bebo agua.
Acostumbrando a no mirarte, me estoy acostumbrando a estar sin ti. Ya no te necesito, tú ya no me haces falta. Qué bien se está solito, qué bien se vive así. Me estoy acostumbrando a no mirarte, me estoy acostumbrando a estar sin ti. Qué labios maldecidos, ¿por qué quieren dañarme? Si yo sin ti me muero, mi vida, ¿dónde estás? No me toquen ese vals porque me mata. Ella me lo cantaba, como ella nadie más. Si paso por Florida te recuerdo, si paso por la Valle me es igual, que si estoy en Corrientes, si siempre estoy en Palermo, por todos mis amigos estás ahí conmigo, en Palermo, todo ahí conmigo.
I'm so sorry about that, you know, stuff happens, you know, when you're live on radio, but never mind, here we go with something different.
No es un mandamiento ser la diva del momento. ¿Para qué trabajar por un cuerpo escultural? ¿Acaso deseas sentir en ti todos los ojos y desencadenar silbidos al pasar? Mira la esencia, no las apariencias. Mira la esencia, no las apariencias. El cuerpo es solo un estuche y los ojos la ventana de nuestra alma. Aprisionada. Mira la esencia, no las apariencias. Que todo entra por los ojos, dicen los superficiales. Lo que hay adentro es lo que vale.
Oh,
lados, intentando aterrizar. Si abres el estuche, lo que debes encontrar es una joya que te deslumbrará.
Ay, pero mira la esencia, no las apariencias. Mira la esencia, no las apariencias.
celo, blanca el arma, blanco el pelo, su blanca cara de crápula. Esta décima espinela, la que Violeta cantaba, la de la sílaba octava del payador, vieja escuela, y lo que duela, si es que tiene que doler, la flama sin calma que arder tenga, que así siga ardiendo, que siga fosforeciendo si tiene que florecer.
En un cordel, a colgar la copla que el viento mece, que pocas veces merece, cada pena en su altavoz, cada tos, pensando en sacarle voz.
Mira, si no bailas, este es un sabroso.
No te precipites, pites, vengo suavecito, despacito, relajado y te...
Psicopático, es que mi ritmo viene matemático, flaco, pro profesional, bien sistemático. En el tiempo, con mi flow paso me voy abriendo, orillas defendiendo este son que viene ardiendo.
Un pour ma mafia, deux pour mon front qui chaud, Paris a la Havana, Mike Unico llegó. El gringo tipo cubano, Cuba libre a la mano.
Ron son bolero, danzón, azúcar hecho a mano, pura mano.
Maxima mani, mani le micro chico, y si aprecio le mec qui pèse, pousse les kilos, ta sono. Chaque qu'un petit saligo, faut poser tes dosés. Ça va causer des dégagages, gaspa, tu le sais. Je prophétise, mise sur mes homies, j'vise. La terre promise, le paradis des boss du biz.
Un pour ma familia,
dos pour les hip-hop,
tout pour y'a la Havana.
Amigas, The I played plenty of music today. what I was going to say that, yeah, congratulations, Mr. or Mrs., whatever you can call it, weather. The weather's been fine. It's been kind of cool, you know. And no, I don't mean cool in the temperature-wise, you know. It's been great, you know. It's been so good, you know, that the smile appeared in people's faces, you know. I think that is one of the reasons why, you know, we come from a hot country, you know, from a tropical weather. We're always laughing and smiling and telling jokes, and we look very joyful. I can see somebody through the window right now wearing a big raincoat. Oh, well. I don't know. I'm indoors right now. I've got a fan on because it's the air conditioning is not working in the studio. As last week as well. Yeah, obviously, it's not been working for quite a while. So, yeah, I've got the fan. And as I'm looking outside, it's been raining for a while. I don't see anything. Anyway, amigos, amigas, you know, nothing much has changed, you know, throughout the week. You know, there's still the lies, you know, from the Trump administration, still killing people in Lebanon, still killing people in Palestine. Here, people are not very happy with Starmer because things didn't go as they thought they would be going, as they thought he promised to the UK for. And so far, none of those things have been kind of like successful. And I think people are not too happy about it. It's the same in Bolivia. Bolivia, you know, Bolivia was taken over by fascist guys, you know, who was actually put there and taking Evo Morales, you know, taking him out of presidency. So the whole population, I could say maybe the 80-something percent of the population of Bolivia, they're not happy. They are going into the streets, protests, riots, fighting the police, fighting, you know, the police and the Protestants, you know, protesters, nothing to do with Protestants, protesters, you know, they come from the same families, you know, they're working class, fighting the working class, and that is exactly, you know, what fascism is all about, you know. Fascism and capitalism, imperialism is all about make us fight each other for, you know, for their own purpose, you know, and then eventually they are the ones who win. So yeah, and it's not just happening in Latin America and in Bolivia; it's happening everywhere in the world. Now they even internationally, capitalists, you know, fascists, they try to make countries fight each other, you know, in order for them to take over, in order for them to offer their help. And the help comes with selling weapons, being able to get into a country and say, oh, we're going to defend you, we're going to protect you. But it's not just because they love you. It's not because they are humane. It's not because they love human rights. No, they want to be there with a purpose. And what is the purpose? We all know. Unless you don't know, I'll tell you. No, you don't know. The resources, man, the resources. You know, why don't they fight all the countries, you know, that have no resources? Why do they fight people like governments, you know, who are trying to give the best to their people, trying to make the country good? Why? Because they don't want that. Because they know that there is people, their lives, you know, that those governments are doing okay, then the rest of the world will copy. And they don't want that. They want people to be under the thumb. Under the thumb. And be controlled. Yeah, exactly. Why do you think our president in Chile right now, the Nazi one, he wanted to make big cuts, you know, in education. He made big cuts in sport. sport is health. Sport is a must. It's a right that everyone in the world should have. Be able to practice sport and be able to practice, and not just practice, but learn and use education. And those are the two things, you know, these guys attacked, you know, and cut down on all these things that help the population. Because an ignorant country is an ignorant country easier to control, easier to exploit. You complain, you get a sack. You protest, you get arrested. Yeah, so all these things are happening in Latin America and the third world are happening in the UK, in Europe. Look at the Dutch police right now, you know, arresting people because they've got a little flag with Palestine on it. Look at the people in the Basque country. You know, I'm really shocked that the police in the Basque country, you know, received the survivors or the returnees of the flotilla. You know, back with truncheons and beatings and, you know, arresting them. You know, that is ridiculous. That is bad. And that is what those people in power want us to do. You know, kill each other, you know, so they can actually get away with everything that they planning to do for us. Or against us, I should say.
Hay tanto que quiero contarte, hay tanto que quiero saber de ti. Ya podemos empezar poco a poco. Cuéntame qué te trae por aquí. No te asustes de decirme la verdad. Eso nunca puede estar así tan mal. Yo también tengo secretos para darte. Y que sepas que ya no me sirven más. Hay tantos caminos por andar. Dime si tú quisieras andar conmigo. Oh, oh, oh. Cuéntame si quisieras andar conmigo. Oh, oh, oh. Dime si tú quisieras andar. Soltarlo todo desde el principio hasta llegar al día de hoy. Una historia tengo en mí para entregarte, una historia todavía sin final. Podríamos decirnos cualquier cosa, incluso darnos para siempre un siempre no. Pero ahora frente a frente aquí sentados, festejemos que la vida nos cruza. Hay tantos caminos por andar. Dime si tú quisieras andar conmigo. Oh, oh, oh. Cuéntame si quisieras andar conmigo. Oh, oh, oh. Dime si tú quisieras andar conmigo. Oh, oh. Andar conmigo. Oh, oh, oh. Si tú